Hello and welcome to the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz, coming to you live from Austin, Texas. And who gives a shit? What's going on in the news? Lots of stuff, right? We've covered everything so far about Eric Adams. We've covered tech stuff. We've covered Trump and Charlemagne. We've covered Epstein. What are the updates? What's going on here, huh? What are the Okay, Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered the arrest of Democratic lawmakers who fled the state to block Republican redistricting efforts. That's the latest in the sandlot scuffle that is Congress, where we just kind of watch the equivalent of a baseball game. It's a baseball game because there's all this strategy involved that you can't see, but allegedly is there, that they tell you is there. There's a lot of mixed signals and secret handshakes and secret covert look glances, meaningful glances, and probably even some hand signs that mean something within the parties to do or not do something while Congress is in session. There's all this bullshit back and forth. And also it's like baseball because on top of that, with all this intrigue, it's still somehow boring. I don't know how they do it, but they have made Congress the new national pastime instead of a civic, democratic experiment, project, mechanism to pass, enact policy, to pass, to debate and pass or not pass policy into, suggestions into law or what have you. Instead, it is a game. It's a baseball game now. That's what you do. You don't get you don't go get a hot dog at Fenway anymore unless you're into the old school national pastime of yesteryear. Now you get a hot dog or a corn dog and you sit in front of your stupid laptop and you watch a stupid game play out that is just a back and forth thing. And then if you're only on one side and listening to them, it's the end of the world as per whatever the other side's doing. And so it's just forever. I say this a lot, but the politics here is a lot like that Canadian show Kenny versus Spenny. I don't know if you ever watched that. It's just it's the same thing. When you're born here, you grow up, you think that one guy or one side is the bad guy and the other one is the cool guy. And you're just listening to what the cool guy's saying or the misunderstood guy. You either think that the cool guy is the good guy or the misunderstood guy is the good guy, Kenny versus Spenny. And then you watch them hawk loogies at each other and call each other names and hit each other and go through all of this stuff every day, every episode, until you finally start to feel for the other guy and say, maybe I was wrong, maybe this is the guy. And then by like five seasons in, you realize, oh no, this is entertainment. And picking a side was the trick. And it was a game the whole time. I have wasted 5 years of my life trying to actually find a moral reasoning behind what we're doing here when I should have known that this was entertainment the whole time. And some people are born in this country and already know that it's entertainment, or their parents warn them, hey, this is entertainment. Get a job. Don't worry about this stuff. This stuff is for fun. And then there are other people that take it too seriously and they become like they join like a group, right? Which is just a fan club. Right, if you're in the National Socialists of America, you're just like in the Democrat Party fan club, right? If you join some kind of like Don't Tread on Me Tea Party, You're just a fan club for the Republican Party. You're just a fan club. That's all you are. You're in the entertainment biz adjacent to it as a bunch of spectators who are taking things too seriously. So the redistricting thing is suspect. This is what, from what I understand, right? Okay, there's things to consider. Think of it this way. Most of the places that want to change the census, which is the issue, right, to remove undocumented people from the count, tend to be places with a lot of them. And you can see it from both sides. You could say, hey, on the one hand, what are we going to do? There's kids involved in this count. There's families. If you don't count them, there's no money to do anything about them, right? They won't get basic services, and therefore they won't be able to thrive. And if you don't thrive, there's crime, and there's bullshit. There's all kinds of stuff. You leave them vulnerable to shit, and then they become like a blight on the result of it will become like a blight on society, right? Not the people, but like the situation. Okay, I'm trying to be sensitive here. Am I doing a good job? Okay, all right, and that's valid. That's a valid argument. On the other hand, the counter, okay, well, but if you keep counting them and giving them money, then you're basically kind of endorsing undocumented workers just kind of chilling here. And it's like, that's cool maybe for you in some way, and it's cool for me. It's, I want everybody to chill. I want everybody to be happy, 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 happy. I want everybody to sing songs in their language. I don't care about the national language, but on the other hand, if you're just kind of paying people to not be citizens, then you're incentivizing people to come here and not be citizens, which means they don't have rights, which means you're actually kind of creating the environment for like a permanent second-class citizen here that will just work shitty jobs and live a shitty life compared to everybody else and be less, considered less than everybody else. And they will be less because they don't have as much as anybody, no, as much of a voice, as many rights, as this and that. Ugh. And then the thing is, here's what I'm saying. This is Kenny versus Spenny, right? You look at one side, look at the other side. You feel for one side, then you feel for the other side. Then you realize that the whole fucking thing is bullshit. And on some level, you can't disincentivize a certain level of undocumented immigration. You can't control companies, businesses, corporations that take advantage of that. The influx and the deflux, outflux of immigrants. You can really control the numbers through policing, but the problem is we don't seem to have the resources to do anything anymore. That's the problem. So the whole time they're saying, well, we shouldn't do this, well, we should do that. It's like, can we do anything anymore? Is the question, I think, that a lot of people have in their minds. Everything seems to be running pretty shitty. There's a dearth of public-facing administrators who are willing to take the heat if things go wrong, and so nobody's taking responsibility for shit. And that goes like down the chain. Nobody's taking responsibility for shit. You know, people working at Arby's won't take responsibility for a sandwich. They'll blame anybody, anything. They'll blame a fucking illegal Honduran. They'll blame anybody. They don't, nobody who gave birth in the back of this Buffalo Wild Wings, Sheila. She's like, nah, what happened was the chicken grease, I slipped on it, so really it's your fault and I'm going to sue. And that's kind of how we are now. I think we're a litigious society, I think is what they call it. Anyway, I've gone on about this way too long. But look, that's the point, is Kenny versus Spenny. Think about it, right? It's like redistricting. Ooh, bad. Oh, but then you go, oh, but everybody does it. So if you consider that at both sides are doing it, then, ugh, what's the, what I think? Maybe the other guy. And then you realize that you've been had. But by the time you do, you're 50 and nobody gives a shit about what you have to say anymore. And then you just kind of sit around for the next 30 to 40 years until you just die. And all you do is try to hope that they don't take away your Social Security. And that is the American way. There's a lot to look forward to is what I'm saying. A lot. The future's bright. The future's bright if you could stay more or less 26 years old for the rest of your life. The future is amazing in America. Amazing. That's why everybody does so much plastic surgery here. Because that's the game. The game is to try to look 26 for as long as you can. And then time just starts yanking you more and more towards oldness. And that's why facelifts look like that. Because it's like you got the face of a 26-year-old, but then the world is pulling the rest of you away from it towards, you know, its natural conclusion. And it's pulling you and pulling. And then that's why you get that little weird pulling look around the edges of the facelift, because it's life pulling you towards reality while your face, you're paying good money to keep it in a permanent state of delusion. And the permanent state of delusion is to look like, you know, a hot girl no matter what, till you're like 89. Iggy Pop's still trying to look like a hot girl. He's like shirtless doing concerts. On the other hand, respect to him, because I think that's pretty cool. You just fucking perform, do the thing you love for the rest of your life. That's great. Let's see. What else is that? Tesla's launching a first retro-futuristic diner, drive-in theater in Hollywood. And that's another thing, right? That's how you can tell things aren't going well here, that they're not working, and that we're not moving, is that one of the trendiest, most sellable things now is selling people on the idea that we're living in the future. Think about it. At any point when we were actually moving towards the future, was anybody trying to sell you on the future? When iPhones started exploding in the market and everybody's buying it and getting in line, did anybody give a shit about Back to the Future? No. But Back to the Future was really popular around the time when nothing was really happening except for, like, you know, a good economy, lots of cocaine. It was great. But no future, futuristic futurism. So you'd get, like, you know, a bunch of fake futuristic shit, you know, fake robots, movies about the future, this and that. Because, you know, we got to dream for a while before we can drag ourselves forward into the future. It takes a while. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, what else is going on? There's Jim Acosta criticized for an AI interview with a Parkland shooting victim. That happened. An AI avatar created by Joaquin Oliver's parents, Joaquin Oliver, called for stronger gun control and mental health support during an interview conducted by former CNN host Jim Acosta. I mean, right off the bat, you know that avatar is not really representing that kid's voice, because if it was, the avatar would just be going, oh man, I'm dead? Damn. I really wanted to lose my virginity or something, man. Fuck. Who shot me? That guy? That guy's a loser. Like that. And so, yeah, not really a believable avatar when all it's doing is kind of repeating verbatim lines from like a gun control organization's website and its mission statement. So, yeah. And that's what we're going to do now. We're going to spin up dead people now, like puppets, and just kind of spin it up, and then it's gonna be like me one day. I'll be dead, I'll be long gone, and then they'll, I don't know, you'll be like, spin me up for something, and it'll be like, Melissa Diaz, what do you have to say about climate change? Be like, I think climate change is one of the greatest threats to humanity right now, and I think what we should do is allow people to kill themselves so that we can enact better population control. So I am in favor of optional suicide, assisted suicide. It's like, wow, Melissa, where'd you come up with that? Myself. That's my idea. I was just thinking one day while I was making eggs. And I said, hey, we should really have a carbon tax. Wow, Melissa, thank you so much for your feedback. You're welcome. It's like off button. And that's all. We don't have any goddamn internet rights. We need digital rights, dude. That's going to be a really... That's like one piece of legislation that they're really dragging their feet on. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to bring it up. You know, everybody's fine with using an AI avatar when it's going to be on OnlyFans and all you're going to do is just use it for prostitution, basically. Virtual prostitution, and you just have it get just full of dicks. Nobody cares about what you do with that one, you know, in that way. But if you want that same avatar to represent you online and have some basic human rights because it's technically you and it affects you in the real world, now you got to slow your roll, okay? Maybe you need to go put a virtual dick in that avatar's mouth, okay? And shut up. And anyway, yeah, all the creepiest shit is the digital shit, and it's the shit that they're not addressing. And it's the algorithm shit, it's the invasion of privacy shit. Ever since Cambridge Analytica, it's like, hey, hello, are we going to do anything about that? And for decades now, everybody's like, huh, what? Hey, did you know there's fucking racist white nationalists in on some guy's farm in Ohio somewhere? It's like, yeah, I don't give a shit. What's up with the surveillance? Like, hey, the Hunter Biden laptop thing was a conspiracy. Hello. What about the fact that they're tracking your menstrual data when you input it into the Flow app, which is something that just came out in the news? What about the fact that now they have like gait recognition technology that like follows your walk and identifies you based on that, and that's a public resource basically for... But not for everybody, for people who are rich enough to have the tools to use it, which are not that many people, right? Maybe just FANG corporations and people can be like a corporation a tier or two down from that, right? Businesses basically are like, we are there. They're just fleecing us but literally like cattle. Like we're just cattle. They herd us from here to there and then they just take shit from you. They take your information. And at first nobody gave a shit. I'm always gonna remember shortly after 9/11 when they passed that Patriot Act and when they all the Citizens United with the corporations and shit, and basically giving corporations have more rights, more human. They're considered humans more than a fetuses, okay? And I'm not saying I'm pro life or whatever. I'm just saying it's kind of ironic that a corporation has more rights than a fetus in this country, unequivocally. Like it wasn't no contest, right? They just ruled in favor of that, and then everything went to shit. And then the Patriot Act just opened the gates for just surveillance. And that's the thing. It's like they were like, oh, it's only the government, though. You could trust the government. But now Google, Meta, they work for the government. And that's YouTube. That's Facebook. That's Instagram. I mean, like, what the fuck, dude? It's such a mind fuck. It's the one. This is the real issue. And nobody. It's like we're just talking about, you know, congressional redistricting. And that is. Interesting. If a corporation can have rights, why can't your virtual avatar have some fucking rights? That's what I'm saying. Anyway, all right, I'm just complaining. But that's what happened. Flow app, actually, they just discovered that Meta illegally harvested menstrual health data from Flow. And you know what the fucked up? I used Flow for a little bit, and then I got my fucking uterus data. They got more data. They got more info about my uterus than I do. You know what I'm saying? It's messed up. And then the thing is, they just use it to sell you shit. And this is only ever going to work for as long as you have money to buy shit. But that's not indefinite. I mean, this economy is, I don't know, man. it doesn't feel sustainable. I think most people feel that. It feels like we're just kind of, you know, we're walking on Cool Whip here. It's just that we think there's the floor and it's just shaving cream or something. You know what I mean? And we're just falling through it. So, And then there's other creepy stuff. OpenAI announced plans to provide ChatGPT Enterprise to all U.S. federal agencies for just a dollar for the next year. I mean, come on, dude. We're going to fall for that trick again? Facebook was free. All these things were free. They were like, oh, it's free. And now we know that the reason why it was free was because bullshit. Because, like, they were going to make money off of us. And now OpenAI is giving ChatGPT to all federal agencies for a dollar. That means, and also... There's a recent lawsuit that the New York Times covered. I think the New York Times is involved in, actually. And because the New York Times sued them for copyright infringement, now ChatGPT has to maintain a record of all of the queries and the information and the data that comes from it. And so now they have a record of everything you asked. So everybody out there that was trying to, you know, make sexual advances to their chatbot and be a lover to their chatbot and have a best friend in their chatbot and use their chatbot for therapy and all this shit. Now they know really embarrassing shit about you. You know what I mean? That's almost worse than knowing about your uterus, but not that much worse. It's kind of the same shit. The thing is, it's like one of the major issues of this era, because all of this shit that we have set up for our so-called democratic experiment goes to shit if they just have so much information on you and they're surveilling you so much and they're so invasive with all of your with your life, with your privacy, and fucking around with your head psychologically and manipulating you. What does it mean to vote if they're manipulating your vote? You know what I'm saying? That was Cambridge Analytica, right? If they were using your psychological profile that you gave them, and I did too. I did that shit. I was a fucking idiot, and I regret it. What if to sell you ads and show you shit to freak you out to make you make a decision that they want you to make? What does it mean to make a decision then? You're not making any decisions, and it was already like that. I'm not stupid. I'm just saying. Now it's just, it was already like that, but at least you could tune it out better before. At least you could turn it off. But now they're everywhere, and they're on your phone, and you got to use your phone. They make you use your phone for work. When you have to open up a Slack, when you have to do this or that, they act like you can just delete the social media shit, but you kind of can't. Because Slack is a social media, like a corporate social media. You got to have a LinkedIn, you got to have this, you got to have that. It's all, like, it was already an illusion of choice. I think that's clear. You know, you never really had a choice in a way, but you kind of did. You had more of a, you could at least choose to tune out, I think. I don't know. You can call me out on that if I'm wrong. But it seems to me the boomers and before and prior to boomers could at least just like kind of fade away, fade out, go start a commune, go start a cult, do whatever you want, tune out. At least you could at least not participate. But now they don't want that. Now they want you no matter what. They want to know where you are and what you're doing. Apparently, they want to know when I'm fucking on my period. Fuck. I got COVID last week. It sucks. Anyway. They want to know when I'm PMSing. I don't like that. Every woman knows. You don't want nobody to know when you're PMSing. You don't want anybody to know when you're PMSing, because that's when you make the stupidest decisions you ever can make in your life. I don't want people to know when I'm PMSing, because you make spur of the moment decisions that you regret. you regret, right? You kick your man out of your house, okay? You start experimenting in the kitchen. You burn everything down, right? You decide you're going to blow your money on Bitcoin. Fuck. COVID, dude. COVID sucks ass. Anyway. But now Meta knows when I'm PMSing. Meta knows when I'm fucking PMSing. You know how much that sucks? That's the perfect time to fuck with me. Just go and just start just spitting out ads and stuff about how much men suck. That's all you gotta do. Men suck. You know why men suck? Because they don't want women to buy this blouse. Be like, men, don't want me to buy this blouse? Fuck you, man. I'm gonna buy 10 of these blouses. That's how you are when you're PMSing. You're very vulnerable because you're just a ball of rage and sadness and every other emotion that makes you a prime target for advertising, for buying shit. So now they know about my PMS. Now I got to be extra on guard. And I'm getting to the point where, honestly, I want to just never buy anything ever again. I want that for myself. I want that to be possible. I don't want to ever have to buy anything again. I'm almost at Gandhi level where I'm just going to grow a garden of fucking cotton. I'm going to pick my own cotton like a fucking antebellum slave. Okay. I'm going to pick my own cotton, which they didn't even do. They had to pick cotton for fucking assholes. And you know, they would never see the profit to your slave. I got to pick cotton in the sun, in the Texas sun. Okay. I got to spin it in a wheel or whatever you do. I don't know how to spin cotton into yarn. Now I got to figure that out. I feel like I got to fucking find that out. I got to learn how to dye yarn. I got to learn how to knit. I learn how to weave. So I can make myself whatever Gandhi used to make, some fucking cotton diaper that he would just walk around in. Some like, he would just make Depends out of cotton, I guess. Like the way you get cloth diapers for babies. I'm going to have to do that just so I can stick it to the man now. That's what you got to do now to stick it to the man. You got to become a dirty fucking hippie and grow shit and make your own shit and wear your own shit and shit in your own shit and clean your shit and take all your shit, wash your shit, reuse your shit. That's bullshit. Okay? This is what it's come to. They want to make you do that. You got to do that. I got to get a gun. I got to shoot deer. There's lots of deer around here. I'll do it. You got to shoot some goddamn deer. You got to know how to shoot deer, right? Don't shoot the moms and the babies. That's not nice. Don't shoot too many bucks that are too young. Can't do that, right? You got to go find yourself like a nice buck. Shoot that guy. Eat that guy. I got to do that because of Zuckerberg tracking my fucking menstrual cycle. Because that's what this has come to. They took your infrastructure. So now you got to make your own infrastructure just to say fuck you. And when you're living off your own infrastructure, okay, when you got to grow everything to make a sandwich, when you got to grow wheat and fucking grind it down and bake it and make sourdough, when you grow lettuce so you can put it on the thing and shoot a deer so you can make a fucking venison patty, burger patty, and make a burger, okay? It really, just to say fuck you, it really feels like you're just saying fuck you to yourself. That's what I hate about today. Because nobody's gonna do that. Only a masochist would do that. And there's lots of those. But only people who are into like the primitive human YouTube channel would do that. It looks cool, but you don't want to do it. So you stick around here because of the convenience. And then in the meantime, they track more and more of your body, dude. It's creepy. The OnlyFans things is crazy. OnlyFans hoes, and I'm talking about men and women, it's the they, in a way, are kind of the worst thing right now for what's happening. Because, don't get me wrong, I don't, you know what I'm going to say? I don't care about what they do. Not only do I not care, I think it's like, cool, dude, do it. Do it. You want to fuck? Fuck. Okay? Do that shit. Have fun. Have a blast. Have an orgy. Film it. But the problem is that they're such exhibitionists that they want, they'll take any opportunity to have more of themselves out there getting screwed, even if it's not even them, even if it's just an avatar of them. And they are just like, yeah, dude, take it, take it. Look at me. And you're not even there, dude. The guy's jerking off. You're not even there. It's just the thought of that happening that gets you off. Because they're show-offs. Because usually they had, like, amazing tits or something, or, like, a huge dong. Or, you know, they just want people to see them. Like, I don't know, Ron Jeremy? I guess he had a huge dick, though, right? I never actually seen anything of his. But they're so... And actors are kind of a close step behind those people. And it's, like, because of them, those are, like, you know, porn stars and actors, those are America's national heroes. And singers and shit, and those are, and they're all the worst for now because they want to be seen so bad, they want attention so much that they will fall. They're the biggest suckers for everything that's going on right now. You know, like they just don't get. You watch them, like if you watch actors try to be cool now, it's pathetic. Because everybody has seen through this ruse, but the actors are still acting because that's what they do. They're still kind of playing along because they really think that if they figure out how to get the attention now in the attention economy again in a genuine way, that we'll love them again. But then all you see them do is like copy off of and imitate like regular people who are actually being genuine. They just, like, copy them. And they just, like, jump on the viral bandwagon because they don't get that the trick is to get you on the conga line. Once you're on the conga line, you're a sucker. And people see it and they go, all right, well, here's another sucker. When you do the viral stuff, like, I don't know. I think maybe there's, like, 5 times you can copy the viral moment before you're a hack and you're sad. And that's kind of it. And usually those people, they have the resources and they're already rich and or famous enough to jump on it that quickly. They can do it. Everybody else is just playing catch up. And nobody respects that shit. Nobody's really going to pay attention. It just becomes a blur. But they won't stop trying because they're actors and politicians. So anyway, what else is going on? Did a lot of shootings. I think I'll talk about it on Thursday. But on Thursday, I'm going to talk about this recent spate of shootings, like the CDC shooting in Atlanta this week, the NFL shooting in New York City. Somebody tried to plant a bomb in a courthouse in California. There's been a lot of attacks on institutions and stuff like that. And I haven't seen coverage of it. So I'm going to look that up and see if I find any. But if not, I got a lot to say about that on Thursday. But for now, this is all the time I have for today. Thanks for listening to me rant and cough a lot. And I hope you got some news from me. And it was informative. Thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Tune in again on Thursday when I ramble on about that. All right. Until then, enjoy your week. I was Melissa. This was the Melissa Diaz Report for now. In the meantime, I'm out. Bye.